I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com. Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
What's good, guys? Welcome back to the Gold Diggers podcast. We are at the end of the season. I'm actually kind of happy that we're here. We made it. People didn't kill each other. We've got a Tottenham and an Arsenal fan on the same couch, and they're not killing each other. Got a Man City and a Liverpool fan on the same couch. They're not killing each other. You got myself here as a Chelsea fan, humbled as ever. And yeah, we've come to the end of the season, so we're going to discuss and review the season. We're going to talk about Tottenham shenanigans, Liverpool shenanigans, Man City got battered today, Arsenal, just doing Arsenal stuff. They won. Did you win against 5-0 against Wolves? 5-0 against Wolves, didn't matter anyway. And we're just going to be debating a lot of things, especially if Arsenal had a better season than Manchester United, which should be very interesting. And Ella's going to come to the hot seat because she said a few things that were a little bit...
Did you?
Girl.
We can run up the tree. Don't worry.
We need Tima back to start dishing out the timestamps of everything that you said. But without further ado, I'll let everyone introduce themselves. I'm Anita at FLWN_, and I'm here with
Lauren at Lauren Coys.
Shy at Shy Carter.
Ella at LFC Owens.
sorry. Joyce Susie Stones on Twitter.
Like some fab girl, you know.
I hope that works for my tour profile picture anyways.
Did you pitch invade last week?
No, I didn't. I was on the second tier. So next season, when we win it for fourth, I'll be on there.
How much do you pay for these tickets, please?
It depends. Ranges from like anywhere from like 45 to maybe 60.
Depends what, where I'm at. The last game of the season, how much did you pay?
I can't remember. Who I got that ticket off of, but it was something, it must have been something like £55.
55?
Like you're still, yeah, even still a home
game. This is how you know their club is small, because
it's still a home game.
No.
How are you going to say this? Because you know that even though you guys got shagged this season, that these guys are going to pump up your season ticket. You guys should be asking for less.
Yeah, our season ticket's going to go up because we made back to Champions League.
That's crazy.
But what I don't understand is your ticket went for £55. Somebody paid
£32,000. No, but like the thing is, it was still really hard to get. Like I was like basically scrapping last. Well,
of course,
15 minutes
of course, the demand last, is high because the tickets are cheap.
And whoa! I don't think that's the correlation here. We were literally having a trophy lift. So what do you mean the demand is high?
Hold on. I'm gonna go around the table. Yeah, Ella, if Liverpool win the league, yeah, and it's the last game of the season, how much are you paying to get to
that game? Oh no, I bought mine officially. If we're not talking about touting, then that's something completely different.
Oh, you got yours officially?
Yeah, I got mine officially from the club. If we're talking about people touting their tickets for £32,000, we've had loads of people pump up.
Which one of us could get a ticket on the last day of the season?
Yeah, because I'm friends with old people from the club. That's why I got my ticket.
It would be impossible. Whether I'm friends with old people, whether I'm friends with somebody that's on their deathbed, it will be impossible.
You gotta know who you gotta know.
That is crazy.
Gotta do something strange for a piece of change sometimes.
The Manchester City tickets are very accessible.
I'm so sorry. Pause. What did you do for those tickets?
I didn't do nothing.
Sister, you gotta do what?
I didn't do nothing.
Wow. All right, Joyce will be talking after all. We'll be talking about that. But in other news, taken away from the Premier League champions, Luton got promoted to the Premier League. And I don't even understand why it's causing so much of a
Back garden away. It's well and truly the stadium. But I mean, does that even like, officially speaking, are they allowed to play in that? Would that meet standard? No, so they'd have to play at like MK Dons or something.
The rumours are that they were going to share with Watford.
Oh, my God.
Or 10 million or something.
Or go away until they can fix
it. But to be fair, they did win the most expensive game of football, so why can't they?
Yeah, it should be
upgrade
all right.
the stadium.
That's they're going to have to, because it's not in line with the Premier League broadcasting rules. Mm. So if they actually want to be on television at home next season, they're going to have to upgrade that stadium.
People are still going to pay a ton of money to go just to go there.
Yeah. I'm to walk through people's back, I'm going back through garden. Someone's house or garden to get into the place.
Can you imagine Premier League players
can you imagine Pep Guardiola sitting in the Luton away dressing room, just sitting there on the bench? You're the benches that you used to sit on in year six. That's what I'm imagining.
Can you imagine like a South American player that's come from a hot country signs in January and you're saying they're going to go there at -5 to sit in that dressing room? No, they must be mad.
Mm-hmm. And you know, when they come from South America to the UK, they're thinking luxury. They're going to come to Luton through a back garden. My God. But anyway, Luton got promoted. Leeds got relegated. Who actually predicted Leeds to get relegated?
I said it would stay the same.
I guess it was just me patting my face then. Mm. I really thought it was going to be Leicester.
Leicester went down.
Everton. I thought it was going to be Everton.
It's all right, Marvel. We believed in you.
Yeah.
Not me, sis.
I'm sick and tired of them.
I think that's the only reason why I was kind of rooting for Everton to stay, because I spoke to like a Leicester City fan like 2 years ago and they were like, talking about how they feel like Everton's kind of ready to, you know, go, and whereas Leicester still have a bit more to them in terms of anyways their squad depth that they could probably challenge on for like another season and then finally see where things go. Oh, maybe I do feel a bit bad for them. No, I don't. Anyways, see you guys in 5 years.
Sorry.
Joyce said you ain't coming back.
Yeah, you're coming. Yeah. Hey, no,
we'll come back.
But speaking of which, you said you thought it was time for Everton to go. Why?
I'm tired of that club.
I agree.
Why?
I agree.
One, they always take my 3 points. Anyone away that we can't win in a relegation scrap, bye. I'm just being honest. That's why I'm tired of Everton.
Wait, okay, I understand Arsenal's perspective. Ella, those are your only rivals left.
Every time we play Everton, they just cause us some kind of, they're always code to injure our players. I mean, I still don't forgive him for Virgil van Dijk. They put
he hasn't
me
been the same
through
since.
12. Nah, it was assault. They put me through 12 nonsense of watching. When you have Nat Phillips and Rhys Williams playing in the Champions League in the Bernabeu, then you guys know how it feels. Nah, they just, I'm so annoyed.
I don't think they deserve to survive.
No, they didn't.
Always fighting for their lives when they know they only have like
so much money.
Just about time.
And they end up in dogfights. Leicester, you can understand their financial difficulty. Leeds, it went wrong. Mm. I think there was an immature sacking, to be honest. But Everton, every season, you have the luxury of spending 50 million on midfielders. And you're in a dogfight every season.
Their
Get
fans
out.
Keep them up. Yeah, because when it's business end of the season, Goodison becomes, well, apart from Arsenal every season, but Goodison becomes a really tough place to go. Mm. And you just know if Everton have some home games towards the end of the season, you back them to stay up.
Mm. Anyways, good on Sammy for getting his money anyways. Regardless, he got the bag. He got the bag.
Big Sam, best manager in the Premier League. Better than Pep. Better than Klopp. Better than Jose. Better than everybody. Anyway, you didn't manage to keep Leeds up. But as a whole, guys, let's rate this season out of 10. Not just looking at your own teams, but looking at the season as a whole. And I'll start. I'll rate a solid 6 out of 10. Maybe it's a little bit of bias on my end, but I'd rate it a solid 6. What about you, Lauren?
I would start at -5 for Spurs. And then I'll add 5 to go to 0 because of the relegation battle. Because it felt like an all-timer. At one point, there's like 8 teams in it. Mm-hmm. And then I'll give the 5 for Arsenal button in the league. So I'll give it a 5 out of 10.
Shy.
I think I'm with 6. Chelsea and Liverpool really made the top 4 in the title race a bit boring given how crap they were. If it was a season where all of the big 6 were all guns blazing, Big six minus Tottenham. All guns blazing. Then I think it would have been an all-timer season because the relegation fight went up to the end. The top four scrap went up to the second to last game of the season. Title race. But you know, yeah, 6 out of 10 for me.
And I'm gonna change it a little bit for you because I really want to hear about how you feel about Liverpool's season as a whole.
What, out of 10?
Yeah.
1.
Wait, where's the 1?
No
four?
Way.
The 7-0 against United.
Okay. You guys beating City, you know?
Nah, because it came to nothing. Do you know what I mean? I don't know how many points
you guys did something for us as well, innit? So fair.
Because I don't find joy in any other team. So it was just crap. I mean, Europa League.
I'm dreading it,
but I guess we deserve it. It's just been horrible. I'm so glad the season is over.
4-4.
This game against Southampton, 4-4, cannot sum up our season more.
I think you would have got away with murder if you guys had made Champions League, though.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That is one thing, and I think FSG would have used that as an excuse. So now they have to spend money. They have no choice. Otherwise,
no. Yeah, FSG is still broke.
We're pretending they're broke.
Yeah,
well, they're still pretending that they're broke. You know you have money, just spend. Oh God! In fact, let me not even encourage the spending. Joyce, coming to you. Season as a whole. Obviously, Man City season is like a 10 out of 10. But
well, not yet. It's the season ain't over just yet. So oh, yeah, I'm still putting that 8. Yeah, but right, for right. In terms, this was probably the closest we've gotten to like proper Barclays Premier League football in like seasons because we've had other seasons where we've kind of run away with it or like where it's come obviously to last day and whatever, but it's nothing like how it's been this season where, you know, there's been action every bit of the table and not just at the top. So yeah, 6.5. It's good.
Speaking of there being action at the top of the table, it was really long lived, but we haven't heard from an Arsenal fan in a long, long time. So it'll be criminal to not ask Shai how the hell Arsenal managed to bottle this
93% of the season.
God almighty.
Just putting the facts out there. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you, Timo.
I think we suffered the same problems that we did last season. Our mentality was weak. The lack of additional players in the January transfer window with quality, poor from Edu, the board, Arteta.
You got Trossard.
Trossard wasn't enough.
I feel like Trossard wasn't used properly, if anything.
I think he was used to good effect because up until the Brighton game at home, he was amazing.
Yeah.
He was there. He was accounted for. He would make a nuisance. He had like 8 or 9 assists. So I wouldn't blame Trossard, but then this Kiwi guy.
Oh, didn't he score today?
I don't care.
Okay, I think he did.
He did.
He still can't say his name, but he scored.
I don't see Chelsea, United being in that position that they are in January. 8 points ahead of Manchester City and not reinforcing to get their team over
the
line.
Which Chelsea you're talking about, FYI.
Not this team? Chelsea. Yeah. Chelsea under Roman. Okay. If whoever was managing Chelsea at the time said, we need 3 solid players to get us over the line, you're getting at least 2 of them come the end of the season. And Arsenal just do what Arsenal do. Babies. That's literally it. From Liverpool, call Anfield away, amazing, tough crowd, whatever. We take the draw. West Ham. Eh? The pressure was getting to us. Then the Southampton game at home, the way we started winning games, it was like,
I'm so sorry, Lauren is laughing.
Sorry. I'm just because I'm reliving my emotions.
I beg you to never go zoom into Lauren's face because Lauren is actually in dreamland right
just
now.
Reliving it. So I think
it got to a stage where the Arsenal fans believed more than the players and the manager, and you could start to see that on the pitch. We were playing nervous. When City were getting closer to us in points, it was like, okay, we're watching what Manchester City are doing and not focusing on our own game. And I think the lack of inexperience in this squad told at the end, towards the tail end of the season.
But do you put the manager into that equation?
Yes.
Why?
She's ready.
I think on Arteta's end, towards the end of the season, especially with Zinchenko being in and out of the team, losing William Saliba, he needed to tweak the formation. The 4-3-3 wasn't working anymore. We became too exposed. For the majority of the season, we played a high line. We like to suffocate teams. We couldn't do that with Rob Holding in the team. So my thing is, if you're going to bring Rob Holding back into the fold, then you drop Partey deeper. Xhaka deeper alongside Thomas Partey. Or you play Partey with Jorginho to protect Holding. And after, okay, we beat Palace, everyone's like, oh, Rob Holding, he looks amazing. Boy, after that, Lord have mercy. Like, he needed protection. And then he changed it. He brought Kyrie in. He looked fantastic. All of a sudden, Arsenal had the ability to do what we were doing at the beginning of the season. And it's like, why did it take you 4 games of trial and error where you knew the animal that is chasing you to fix it? So if we set up wrong tactically or wrong with personnel, I'm never going to blame players. That's on the manager.
It seems like maybe Arteta needs to employ you to be his assistant manager or something.
No, you know. Because I might kill him before the season ends. it's just disappointing. It's disappointing. And as I said, if it's Chelsea or United in that position, I don't think Manchester City come back and win the league. And I don't know if Arsenal are going to get another opportunity. I think we will be in the top 4 next season. I will say that. I think we're better than a lot of teams. But I don't know if the amount of mistakes City made this season, they don't usually make. They were poor. Okay. They went top of the league. They drew. They lost. They kept giving Arsenal opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. And we still couldn't capitalise.
Can I ask, what do you say to Arsenal fans, yeah, that say we weren't trying to get the league anyway and this is, you know, enough, etc., all of that stuff?
I think if you look at our progress in terms of season to season, going 8th, 5th to 2nd is progress. But what matters to me is the manner in which you do it. The manner in which we lost the league is unforgivable. It's not like we pushed City all the way and then we lost to the team with better quality, because any Arsenal fans who think we're better than Manchester City is deluded. But to just say, okay, we're going to fold. We're going to fold to West Ham. We're going to fold to Southampton. Southampton at home. You were 2-0 down in the space of, what, 20-something
Southampton
minutes?
Southampton, who are relegated bottom of the league. Cut adrift many
These
games.
These guys were relegated for, like, the last, like, 5 game weeks, man.
It's, like, the manner in which you do it. Yes, you lost to Manchester City twice. But we still could have won the league, given City taking 6 points of us.
True.
It's just pathetic. Pathetic.
Do you have any highlights from your season? Are you just a bit pessimistic at the moment, or do you have any, like, good moments that you remember? Like, come on, I even know that you went to a couple of matches. Like, you knew that season ticket as well, innit, didn't you?
Oh, my days.
Come on.
Liverpool at home. And the reason why I say that is because it was like, prior to the game, it was like, Arsenal haven't beat Liverpool in 6 years. In the league. So it was like, we're finally overcoming some of these toxic hoodoos. Of course, Manchester City is still the one that we need to try and take points off. But Tottenham away, we ain't won there since they were at White Hart Lane. Stuff like that was like, okay, there's signs. And the signs meant nothing. I'm so over this.
Wait, how many points did you finish on?
89.
And yeah, Arsenal finished on 84.
Damn Liverpool.
What the hell's that got to do with Liverpool?
No, it's just the manner that we dropped. I'm sorry, Anita. It's just winding me up.
But where are you sitting?
What? You're sitting on 67 points.
No.
Focus on your league.
No.
Focus on your range.
I'm not criticizing. I'm saying because, you know, City have set the standards.
Said, mind your tax bracket.
That's what the episode should be called today.
Mind your tax bracket.
I meant because Pep has set such high standards where it's like 90 points.
Oh, yeah, it's the middle. Okay, man.
And
yeah.
To win it on 89. Oh, no,
100%. Because
like,
obviously, you look at Bayern and what a British. What was it?
How did
they finish their league? It was something like 70 points. And you think, how pathetic is that?
Yeah.
How do you win a league on 70 points? You can't do that no more. Yeah. Over here, we can't.
winning the league on less than 90 points is kind of ghetto to me. I can't even like to you. I was looking at it. That's why I gave the season a 6. I'm like, this season was a
but
dunk.
Arsenal made it that way.
Yeah, that's true.
And what's really frustrating me is that when I was talking like with my fan base, I'm sorry, this is really a therapy
She's
session.
So depressing. Let
it out, let
it out. Arsenal made it that way. Okay.
We did, though. We did. It was like our fan base was talking. They were looking at the two games, and it was like Brighton and Brentford can cause City problems. And yes, they were post champions by then, but they dropped the points that Arsenal fans were hoping that they dropped. And if Arsenal had kept pace with them, then it would have been different, but we didn't because we're a bunch of chickens and we bottled it.
I mean, chickens is a strong word.
No,
no, but it's true.
Like you said, they're babies. Like, they're a young team. And if I'm being honest with you, I think you're being a little harsh with Arteta.
I don't think I'm being harsh.
Oh, okay.
And the reason why I don't think I'm being harsh is because you came summer with your nice little tans off your little holidays.
Not his tans.
Talking
tan.
About... we learned from last season. Mentally, what did you learn if you crumbled in the same fashion?
Okay, but at the end of the day, he got you to second place. He got you in a title race. He got you guys the most excited that you've been in a very, very long time.
Now I'm the most depressed that I've ever been, so what's the point?
If you don't actually get the reward, then
it's
what's true. The point?
And it's, what, it's like it's
Arsenal
like,
about to go to the Champions League. You can't that mentality. If you take that into the Champions League,
you'll crumble.
I don't want Champions League advice from a Tottenham fan.
Okay,
don't take it. That's fine. Wow. You ain't been there in a while. That's fine. Don't take it. That's fine. You have to take it.
Sorry.
That's cool. That's cool.
Where the fuck did that go?
Hey, round the 16. There we go. We know what Arsenal are going to do, but don't take
I
advice.
Don't want Champions League advice from a Tottenham fan. I'm good.
I wasn't even trying to hand out advice. I was simply saying, if Arsenal take that mentality in the Champions League...
She was on your side. She was on your side.
It's like a reflex, man. She's like, dun, dun, dun. Come out of place. It's a reflex that you get with Arsenal fans.
I'm in so much shock. You're depressed. She's backing you. You're like, I don't want advice from you. What the?
Sorry, Lauren. I'm just over it. Like, I'm so over it.
Someone get this guy a therapist, or please, a football therapist, something. But the reason why I said you're being harsh on Arteta, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's because obviously second place, etc. Blah 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 blah. But I see what he's done with the team. I see what he's done with the fans. And obviously mentality is an issue. And I'll come to you in a second. But Joyce, let's come to you talk about mentality because you're
shock
the only
team.
Club
shock
with
team.
The mentality at the moment. But mentality plays a big role. But how much of a role did Pep play in the mentality of the players? Because I'm not being funny. When Pep came in, the mentality was crumbling a little bit.
Yeah. A lot of, I think as well, you've got to look at your supporters in actual like fans wise. When you kind of give people a bit of leeway to take and just say, oh yeah, we've kind of haven't been as good as we should be. And this is obviously we're talking around like before World Cup. Of course, I think a lot of people were just kind of thinking, you know what, we're throwing this league away. We had Pep in the conferences going, it doesn't even matter. We're not gonna win the Prem this season, anyways. What are you asking me this question for? We're not winning it. And you just think the mind games this man plays. This is why, like, really you're never really gonna know unless you're like in the dressing room. Whatever he says to the press really doesn't matter. Obviously, it shows on the pitch. But I think at the end of the day, you can tell the players as much as you want how you want the game to play. But unless those players are willing to like buy the vision and believe that you know what, maybe you do know what's best. It really doesn't matter what you tell them in the changing room because they can play however they want on the pitch.
Very true.
And a lot of it as well is we've had late substitutions. You always see how there's points in the game where you're like, oh yeah, we need a substitution and Pep won't do it. And it's partially to watch the players kind of rectify their own mistakes without having to go, oh, I'm subbing someone on because I think that you guys can't handle it right now.
So basically, from what I get from it is, you got to pull up your pants and suck it up yourself.
Yeah, sometimes. But I feel like it does work because there's so many people there that have already been Premier League winners, have already won some sort of trophy anyways, that can guide people like Rico Lewis on a pitch and just say, yeah, we're going to give you the leeway to like, kind of, we're going to give you some space to play the football you want to play, but also know that you've got people here that have obviously won it before, been there, that will have your back regardless. And if you have obviously too many young ones on the pitch, whatever, you're running with a new philosophy and whatever, learning how to adapt and play together at the same time.
Shy, putting yourself in a manager's shoes, in Arteta's shoes, how do you motivate these people that haven't won something significant before? Because like Joy said, it does depend on, you know, they had people in their squad that had already won a Premier League. They'd run big trophies. In your squad, it's running really thin on winners.
You guys even borrowed Jesus and Zinny and Jorginho.
Well. Jorginho won
and
the champs.
And even those people could. So
Zinny and Gabby,
half and half,
they'd
really
won the Premier League more than once.
Yeah, but you got to be, I actually think when you want to go and get winners, you actually need to go and get the key players from those squads.
Exactly. Like, these are people that sat on the bench sometimes.
They were
like
the peripherals in Man City team.
Was a key player. And Jorginho.
They would call Jesus the second striker without the first.
I feel like calling him a striker.
Maybe excluding Jorginho to a certain extent, my whole argument is that Arsenal's experienced players aren't experienced enough. Mm-hmm. They're babies. They're bit part players. Party at Atletico Madrid, he had Koke. That was the captain, that was the leader. Zinchenko, Jesus, they were answering to Fernandinho. Xhaka, national team captain. But what is FC Basel to Arsenal Football Club? Like, in all honesty, the pressure is different. And the players, I'm so sorry, but the players we were supposed to be counting on, they were the ones that hit the most. Mm-hmm. You look at that crunch time, it was a 21-year-old Gabriel Martinelli that believed the most. It was Trossard to a certain degree. Gabriel, maybe. But Zinchenko in the running, mistake after mistake, tears after tears, huddles that didn't mean shit.
Zinchenko had a hard season, not just with football, with life, sis. Just in general. With life, let him cry.
No, it was. I feel like he was doing a lot as well. Like, this guy, he wants the captain badge. He wants the captain badge. Captain
even next Southampton season. At home, we're 1-0 down. Why are you making a huddle in the middle of the?
If Captain 08 do not, what are you doing?
I'm so sorry. And Odegaard in the captaincy as well. He's 24. He has been in football for a long time, but even he doesn't have the relative experience. Like, everyone tries to play this, Real Madrid education. He was made in Real Madrid. How many times was he actually in and around? He was out on loan after loan after loan after loan, and then he left. So for me, moving forward in this summer, we need to start bringing in the experience that's going to count. Not peripherals, not the side men, the men that will be accounted for come the last 10 games of the season. It can't just be one or two players and then the rest of the team goes hiding. And as far as Arteta is concerned, he talks too much.
To be fair, yeah, I can't lie, I'm going to back on that, because it was only a few press conferences ago where he was saying, oh, we're not going to let this slip or whatever. Yes, like, City have capitalised on whatever, but like, next game we're going to be at, that's where you guys lost to Norwich.
His inexperience shows in his inability to make the tough calls. If you want to be up there with the likes of a Jose and a Pep, and you want to be considered as one of the best in games, during that stretch when Bukayo Saka was absolute dog shit, why is he playing 90 minutes? I've seen Jose sub off Ronaldo. I've seen him sub off Eden Hazard. Mm-hmm. All of his best players that you're not performing, you're going to get off the pitch. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, as well, because of Arteta's being first 11 FC, the squad players that you have, do they really want to fight for the badge the same as the first 11? Because they're never counted on. Even today, Nelson, Smith Rowe, Fabio Vieira is a nothing game. We're guaranteed to finish second. Cool, you might want to go out on a high, but to me, the season was dead from City. We're current champions because we didn't have an FA Cup final to look forward to. We didn't make Carabao Cup final. We didn't make Europa League final. Season's dead. You need a squad to win the league. You cannot win the league with an 11. It's very rare that you can win the league with 14, 15 players. They don't feel like they're a part of it because all you do is play the same 11. No matter how they play, they're starting. Why did Saka start today? He's been shocking. Like, shocking. So bad. To the point where they're saying, oh, he had an Achilles injury. But if he had the injury, then why is he playing today? Make it make sense.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, is that actually a rumour or is that actually true? Like, is it not
real? It was alleged that he was carrying an injury. But if he's carrying an injury, for me, as much as I don't think he should stay at Arsenal, Reece Nelson has been okay when he's come on the pitch off the bench. He brings some life to our attack. Why not say Saka's not performing 60 minutes into the game? I'm going to bring Reece Nelson on the pitch. Jesus is not performing. When Jesus was out, Eddie held it down well enough. Why does he not get to come on? Then you get to like the 85th minute. All of a sudden, it's 6-7 substitutions trying to get back into a game. You should have made that call earlier.
Can I ask? So Ella and Lauren, I'll ask you guys because you guys have actually main character syndrome in your teams with Salah and Harry Kane. You don't.
Not necessarily. I mean, Haaland is there, but Haaland and Kane.
Exactly. Haaland, he's not really the main character, but the boy is there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, champions are champions.
Yeah.
So, but like what Shai said, like someone like Bukayo Saka, and then you look at how important Mohamed Salah is for the team and how important Harry Kane is for the team. And let's say they are having shocking seasons, because Harry Kane did have a great season and Mohamed Salah on paper did have a great season, but they've had shocking moments. At what point do you say, okay, no, he needs to stop playing, he's stopped playing, or do you just power it through like Arteta has been doing with Bukayo Saka? And Ella, you can go first.
It's a tough one because I get it, because he's the best player, you want to keep him on the pitch because 9 times out of 10, especially when the game's near about 80, 90 minutes, the team gets tired, you think, okay, there can be a moment here. But from a point of view of Salah, it would be very difficult for Klopp to take him off because we don't have the squad depth like that. But now we have more players. We have the likes of Nunes, Diaz, Jota.
Gakpo.
We have options, Gakpo. So it's about squad depth and trusting your squad. I mean, 18, 19, 19, 20 seasons, we had Divock Origi, who we trusted, who Klopp trusted to go on the pitch and give us some moments. So it is, I agree with Shai, it's about trusting your squad, making sure that everyone feels a part of it, because you're going to need them. You're going to need them. So I feel like, I agree with that.
I feel like Klopp does really well with doing that as well.
He does.
On the opposite end of the spectrum, if Harry Kane is not there, it's no party.
And I will give the example of the season we got to the Champions League final, and Harry Kane obviously tore his ankle ligaments that season. He didn't play really in the knockout rounds. It was the rest of the squad that got us to that final. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Lucas Moura's hat trick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lucas Moura was dropped for Harry Kane, and I had to watch Harry Kane drag that ankle behind him for the whole game.
Just because and
that is playing your best player who is clearly unfit.
Do you see Ella bit like this?
It was the easiest game. Because
it's not just from a. Clearly he wasn't fit to start, but it's also what message does that send to the rest of your squad, because it's also the culture within your team. If everybody knows who your star players are in your team, but if they become undroppable, untouchable, what message does that send out as a manager? How do you gather respect as a manager to say that you won't drop players who are in bad form? And for me, that's the one thing that I'm still disappointed in Poch for, was starting Harry Kane in that final. He had no business being there, even though everybody knows he's our best player, because he wasn't fit to play. And then that has a knock on the rest of the squad. And Lucas Moura, I feel like mentally the man never recovered from what he did and then actually being dropped. I think at some point, and yes, okay, squad depth, but at some point you actually have to say no, but no. That's what probably Jose and have been some of the most successful managers that we've ever seen, because no one's untouchable.
Shithousery. And the thing is, yeah, like you said, Lucas Moura probably hasn't recovered yet. Lucas Moura has not been the same guy since that Ajax game.
Yes. Out of body so experience.
It's been so depressing, because every time I think he's going to bounce back, he just doesn't. But moving forward from Arsenal and into United, United obviously secured top four, and they're in the FA Cup final, and they've won the Carabao Cup. Now, the question I've got that has been circulating around on social media is, have Man United had a better season than Arsenal? And Shai, I would, in fact, no. Joyce, because you look like you're about to implode. I didn't like the face. I'm not ready to hear no screaming. Joyce, what do you think?
I don't know. I think their season has been stupidly inconsistent. And I think that obviously shows in where they're sitting on the table. Even that, to be lucky enough to... Did they end up sitting above
third.
Newcastle?
Yeah, third.
Yeah. Yeah. They finished third?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See? Fluke. Because I don't believe that. That's not real. No, to me, that's Newcastle's place. They played way better than United did this season. And the proof is well and truly the pudding.
Well,
obviously,
they didn't accumulate enough points.
Obviously, so. That's just the, but you know, that's how the cookie crumbles, really, isn't it? yeah, no, I don't know. This is not even that I don't know. Realistically, as much as I want to shit on Arsenal, they did play better, obviously, until they started feeling a bit of the pressure. And to be fair, they had a lot more to play for. I say a lot more to play for in terms of holding the ceiling that high for us to keep on chasing you. You guys played it way better than most teams would
be
able to.
That's such a Pep's disciple response.
That's what I'm saying.
Sorry,
you know
that is
saying?
A Pep's disciple.
Oh, you guys are so good. You guys are so good.
This is
bullshit. You guys are so good.
I was drinking that everywhere,
but I'm also never going to give United praise. I'll be real. And Anthony pretending to be dead on the floor midweek. Yeah. And all of a sudden, this man has revived and he's ready. He's fit to play the FA Cup. Because when I catch you, when I catch you,
I was crying.
I think with United, if they beat City in the FA Cup final, then they've had a better season than us. As far as I'm concerned, every football fan on the globe, they don't take that Carabao Cup seriously. So if that's what you want to parade in my face now, all of a sudden,
I think Laura will take that.
No,
seriously.
But I'm sorry, but at the start of a season, you enter four competitions. if you have won more competitions than the people around you. You had a better season.
Lauren,
I don't see what's the difference.
I don't know.
What's the difference between finishing second and third? What is the difference between finishing second and third?
Let me ask you.
Money.
Let me
prize
ask
money.
You this.
Prize money.
It's not even the money. It's just the fact that, right, when City were winning Carabao Cup after Carabao Cup, everyone was saying no one cares about it. It's the Mickey Mouse Trophy. All of a sudden now Manchester United have won it. All of a sudden it matters again. No, it doesn't matter, okay? If they beat Manchester City in the FA Cup final, then yes, I will say, concede and say they've had a better season than us. However, if Man City beat... Actually, pause. They said Arsenal bottled it and City are going to win the treble. Why don't you show us how it's done? You can stop your City rivals from winning the treble. Why do you not show us as it's done? Because Arsenal failed at doing it. So make sure Wembley... You know, even the train strikes and all, most of their fans live in London anyways, they'll be fine. Make sure that you beat Manchester City in the FA Cup final and show us it's done. Personally, the reason why I say Arsenal still is because I consider the FA Cup to be a major honour. Carabao Cup, Community Shield, same level. But
so it's just a bleep.
You get like 200k.
Wait, they're not the same competition.
I wouldn't expect you to understand. You don't even. When's the last time you played in a Community Shield?
My days. It's an actual registered friendly. It's a registered friendly.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, when managers win it, they say first trophy of the season. But moving on from that, right?
Does that make me want a trophy?
The way I see it. The way I see it is that
2 out of 10
If I look ahead to next season and we're looking at progress, even though I'm really disappointed with the way Arsenal season ended, I still think we're in a better position to be more successful than Manchester United at this moment in time, not including what can happen in a potential summer transfer window. And as far as I'm concerned, everyone talks about league consistency, this, that and the third. United, Liverpool almost caught them. Like, they had the win in themselves and they were shit. So I just think, as of right now, Arsenal have had a better season. If United win the FA Cup, I'll tweet and I'll take it back. Until then.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And Lauren, you disagree?
Yeah, just because everybody enters the same competitions. So my personal opinion is if you have won one of those competitions, the same way, for example, West Ham, who have been in the relegation battle, if they come and win the Europa Conference League, they have had a better season than Spurs, they've had a better season than Chelsea.
So when Arsenal finished eighth, but we won the FA Cup, and you guys paraded the fact that, oh, we finished in the Champions League, so we had a better season than
I top. Who's you collectively? The top four is not a trophy. Finishing in the top four is not a trophy.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though, because there's been times where Arsenal
had a better season. You won one of the competitions available.
No problem. I remember that. I will remember that.
I don't cut. Top four. Finishing in the top four is not a trophy.
I never said
I would take that over Carabao Cup.
I'm just saying
I would take that over Carabao Cup.
What, top finishing top four?
Yeah.
That's what you're believing. Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa!
This is begging.
I have a question.
If
Tottenham won the Carabao Cup, but Chelsea got Champions League, no trophies, who would you say had a better season?
I'm only hosting today. I'm not giving my opinion today.
In all honesty, you get £200,000 for winning that stupid energy drink. What have any of you guys ever drank Caribou?
Actually,
what?
I have had it.
I've had it.
Is it good?
I've had it.
Is it good?
Don't cancel.
It's okay. Yeah. Like, it's okay.
I've had it.
I don't know, man.
Seems a bit more sugar.
I just don't see the way United are in a better position than us to do better next season. I don't see it as of right now. I still think they're like 6-7 players away. And yeah, take your Carabao Cup. Congratulations. We don't care.
Can I just say, when we do the segment of, you know, top 10 teams in the Premier League ever, mm-hmm. and we start comparing Arsenal and Chelsea and the trophies we've won, yeah. you've now said you don't respect the Carabao Cup.
We don't have any anyways, we've got like two.
And then you compared it to your Community Shield, which gives you like, takes away 15 or so from your total trophy count. So I just want you to remember that for when we do.
Oh, but you just said you're hosting now. You want me to remember?
No. I'm just letting you know.
The parameters have been set.
When we do this, the parameters have been set. And so that episode, we're going to take away
you
them
know
15
better than anyone else.
Charity shields.
I am shameless. I will spin it benefits my team. I don't care.
God, give me the timestamp. I will wield this up. I will wield this up.
Oh,
God damn. Man. Okay, cool. Ella, do you think Man United have a better season than Arsenal? Yeah. Obviously, you said you'll take top four over Carabao.
No, I don't think so.
But they're in the top four, so that argument is irrelevant in the sense of comparing United and Arsenal.
I just think Arsenal are on a different level to Man United. Okay. I mean, I think it's quite clear. I mean, I don't know how many points were between them, but I think at least 10. I don't know. But even Man United is running the Carabao Cup. I know they won it, but wasn't exactly impressive. No offense. So
who did they even play?
Exactly, who did they play?
Every single game was at home as well. In both competitions. He's like, bro, crazy stuff.
Listen,
it was a Carabao Cup game.
Before we started recording, when we were discussing the WSL, winning the Conti Cup was okay.
Yes.
But winning the Carabao Cup doesn't matter.
Is because, wait, hang on again. The reason why for the women it was acceptable is because of our injuries. If Arsenal
get out of it, get out! Are you mad?
Let me tell you something.
Are you mad?
Arsenal men, yeah.
I've seen shamelessness before. This is different.
Club in the WSL that had four ACL injuries at one time.
That's
season.
Got nothing to do with me. I don't support the rest of them. Listen to what I'm saying.
But you're not unique.
We had four ACL injuries and we still managed to win a trophy. If Arsenal men or women had four key players all out at the same time, including our captain, and we managed to get a trophy over the line and secure Champions League qualification. I would say it's a good season given the context.
No, you're shameless. Yeah, exactly. You're shameless, man.
Okay. The same parameters, but it's acceptable for the rest of
the team. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Parameter. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, God, we had four games. Who gives a shit? Who gives a flying fuck? God,
we've
almighty.
Seen how injuries affect teams, though.
Yeah, and that's why Chelsea didn't get to the Champions League final, but you didn't see me saying Chelsea didn't get to the Champions League final. Chelsea women's.
You would never be in Barcelona anyways.
Sorry?
You were never beaten Barcelona anyway.
We were very close.
With one goal.
Like, we were very
close. We both went out by one goal, but, you know, here's what it is.
Yeah, but we didn't get doggied. Anyway.
Oh, my
God.
How
did we get doggied?
Moving on.
I can't believe she called me.
We're
going to
talk about women's. Wait, hold on. Call me a shy to the table. We will go. We will actually go. Chelsea women's. In fact, I'll give you a little injuries in it, but we had some injuries too.
Hold on, man. I'm still here thinking about the fact that Lauren called me Pep's disciple. That's crazy.
It was really wordy,
but no, I think the sentiment. No, but the sentiment
your
still.
Your focus was on the style of play and how.
100%.
That's a Pep disciple answer.
But does anyone here actually think that United are in a better position right now for next season than Arsenal Football Club?
I don't think they're in a better position. I think they have had a better season.
I think that's a different question.
Yeah.
Because if we talk about who's in a better position, Arsenal's probably in a better position than most of us, apart from Joyce. But you're definitely in a better position than definitely all of us. So, yeah. Okay, moving on. All of the Arsenal talk is getting sickening. It's about to get even more sickening. Tottenham.
Hey.
Tottenham, you guys won against relegated Leeds, knocked them out. Personally, I think you might as well have got down with them, but hey. It looks like you're getting a new manager.
Chelsea finished 12th and you're coming with the focus on you using that half the table, not us.
Sis, not being funny. We took your manager.
You see how it feels when snatched your chain. That finish below you send for your club. Now she's telling you to focus on Chelsea.
Listen, we snatched your chain, we snatched your manager, it's whatever. Are you in Europe this year?
No, we didn't qualify.
For none of them. Not Conference League, nothing.
Nothing. First time
since
2009.
They're going to have to rely on the Beyonce concert tickets for the revenue. Reporting.
Yeah. Beyonce might have to do another date. Yeah, you might have to do another date. They got to
new
pay
stadium.
The bill.
That's crazy.
You guys actually just missed
good.
Out. You missed out by 1 point. That's
yeah,
crazy.
This is the first time since 2009. Spurs haven't been in Europe.
Give Emery credit though for the job he done at Villa.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah. Even Brentford was smelling behind you because
Gerrard had that squad looking like it was bad.
He set the foundations, no?
Oh,
which found
what? Do you mean the players? He found the players.
If Gerrard was still there, they would be in the relegation battle.
No, the only foundation this man knows is about the grass that he slipped on. What do you mean?
Speaking of Tottenham, obviously beat Leeds today. If I'm being honest with you, it's not really a testament to how your team has been playing or how they've been. Because beating Leeds, anyone could have done that. No offense to Leeds fans, any Leeds fans.
No offense to Sam Allardyce, obviously. This is what we're
doing. Oh yeah, before Sam comes to me, he might say I can be the best podcast host ever. I don't know. Don't draw me out. But speaking of Tottenham, your season. I don't even know what to even ask. I even said it in the thing. I don't know what to ask you. I don't know what to talk about with you. But it seems like a fleet of managers are rejecting you guys again. How do you feel about that?
At the moment, I'm emotionless. I think. Daniel Levy has taken me to the brink.
Girl.
It's like PTSD from 22 years ago. Obviously when we sacked Jose with no plan and we were going here why everywhere being rejected by every manager under the sun, and then we ended up with Nuno.
Laura, look to your left.
You know what? Yeah,
thank you, Shai.
All this, your accounting reminds me of.
Keep smiling. We've finished with the same number of trophies this season, but keep smiling. Thank you.
No, all this recounting.
Keep smiling. Enjoy. Yeah, the club's a shambles. I feel like I come here. I've been coming here. Every time I'm on, to say that the club's a joke. Like when you look at. Harry Kane to have 30 Premier League goals,
six or seven
off of Haaland in this joke of a Spurs team is phenomenal.
Great.
The first player ever, I think, in a 38 game season to have 230 goals a season. So he has been the only highlight. The rest of the players have embarrassed themselves. They've embarrassed the club.
but we've got problems all over the place. Like our women's team almost got relegated. Our under 21s got relegated. We have problems everywhere.
Harry Kane is a bit embarrassing though.
Why is he embarrassing? Because here we go. She's gonna try and sell him for us. Here we go.
Listen, I'm not even trying to sell him for you. I think Man United are gonna get him anyways. But that's not the point. I just feel like they're hyping this 30 goal season, but it came like when Tottenham were losing, he scored a consolation goal. Oh, to do Harry Kane. When they needed you to get them the points, where the hell were you?
Without the points that Harry Kane's goals have actually contributed to for this season, Spurs would be in 17th.
That's unfortunate.
So which point? You're saying that his goals don't mean anything?
You lot were out here losing. He's scoring the 3-1. Oh my God.
Well, I mean, his goals really don't mean anything because you're still sitting outside of Europe.
Yeah, but then
they're
hyping up, oh, he had a 30 goal season. If you look at some of his goals, bro.
What hyping are we doing? What hyping? I'm saying it's a remarkable. Most people do not score 30 goals within a Premier League season. Most strikers don't. Look at your striker. If your striker had scored 30 goals in the Premier League season, you would have won the league.
My striker was missing for 4 months.
Missing for 4 months. So did he even get half?
No, he didn't.
So he missed half the season, but didn't get half the number of goals. Thank you very much. Let's move on.
But then again, what did Harry Kane's goals count for? That's what I'm saying. Like, people like to hype this Kane guy up as he's this player, he's that player. When it's time for Harry Kane to be accounted for, he's scoring consolation goals.
So Harry Kane's playing by himself.
But then he's not the guy that you lot make him out to be.
Harry Kane is the guy. But when you have Davinson Sanchez behind you, or Eric Dier, or Ben Davies, or Hugo Lloris in the goal, Harry Kane can't win. There's 11 players on the pitch. He can't win games by himself. No team can expect their strikers moving forward to score 3 or 4 goals every game because you know the defense is going to concede 4 or 5.
That's rather unfortunate.
It's impossible.
That guy needs investigating.
What? That's okay. Carry on, Shai, with your Arsenal agenda. That's cool.
I don't even know how he got to Harry Kane.
Like I said, he's the only good part for me about this season. Like I said, this is the first time we haven't qualified for European competition since 2009. The only thing that Daniel Levy seems to understand is pound signs, and now the loss of revenue by not having European football in a brand new stadium is going to hit him in his pocket. The mistakes that have been made in the running of the club, this is probably our biggest summer, because what are we going to do? We've got no director of football. We've got no manager. Our favourite ever manager is, we're going to see the announcement pictures probably tomorrow of him going to Chelsea. Our best Pacifino. Player that we've ever produced in our history is in the final year of his contract. This is a big summer. Daniel Levy needs to decide what type of club he wants Spurs to be. And
Kulusevski's going back to Juventus, is that true?
He had two options in his contract. If we finished top four, it was obligation to buy. And if we didn't, it's option to buy. Allegedly, all the reporters are saying that we will take Juventus up on that offer anyway. And they can say, I mean, Kulusevski's in the... He's in all the promo for the preseason tour and everything. As far as apparently internally within Spurs, he will be a Spurs player next season.
Not gonna lie, there are a couple of players in a couple of teams that I know are leaving, and they're in the promo for the preseason tour. So
I would keep him.
How much is the option?
It's 30 million, but typical Daniel Levy, allegedly, the reporters are saying that he's trying to negotiate a lower fee.
For 30 million!
The man is a cheapskate. The man is a cheapskate. And everything
that he does,
all of these little things are just, like, we've gone backwards. At the end of the day, that's what we've done. We've gone backwards. I sat here how many months ago saying, you're going to see us go tumbling down the table. This is what has happened. And yeah, this, like, my highlight of the season was the full-time whistle. Today. Because it's over. I need a break from this team. I don't want to see any of them. I don't want to see them on holiday. I don't want to see whatever they're doing, because they've too many of those players have embarrassed the badge. But it's a club problem, because maybe in a season you can say, okay, you know, 3 or 4 players out of a 25 man squad are out of form, but when you can only say only one of your players had a good season, then there's something that's going on behind the scenes that hasn't worked. Conte had that press conference and he called out the mentality of the players. And one of the things he said, why should I do this? To compete for the ninth is what he said. And look at what has happened. This is where we have finished. So what he said was correct. And the mentality within some of these players who are gearing up for testimonial matches within the next couple of seasons, they need to be moved on. And we have to clear out the squad. We've got like 7 or 8 senior players also out on loan. Players? Like Lo Celso and Ndombele. And Ndombele, who's won Serie A. Brian Hill, who's in the Europa League final.
Oh my god.
He's out on loan. So it's embarrassing, is the only thing that I can say.
In all honesty, Lauren, trolling aside, now let me be serious. Do you think that Levy is going to give you the money that you need in summer to rebuild the squad? Or do you think that's going to come from the Harry Kane sale?
He's not going to... I don't think he can... bearing in mind how bad the season has gone, mm-hmm. and the fact that you've now got the Levy out chance, the protests are kicking off. Like, he's going to make he's only got one jewel left in the crown, which is Harry Kane. If he sells Harry Kane this summer, then... Boy, I hope they've already... He's already had to change his email address. He'll have to change his actual address.
I wonder what his email address is now.
Harry
but
Kane
then,
is
do you not think that losing Harry Kane on the free is worse than getting money?
But
this
how
summer?
Much money are they going to get from 1 year?
The only club in the league is United. If United sell does not go through, which money are they buying Harry Kane with?
Exactly.
This summer. And that's the reality. Like, everybody will try to sell him. The pundits keep trying to sell him, but who is also in a position to buy? For me, I would sit here and say I would rather see him go on a free than sell him this summer. He is he's the only player that had a good season. I don't want to sell our best player to strengthen another team.
But you've got to save the club, babe. You've got to look at it this way.
So you tell him, I'm going to Beyonce tomorrow. Beyonce's doing 5 concerts. Yeah. And we've got Formula One. Yeah. What's it? Burna Boy is coming.
Yeah.
All of these third party events that we're doing. The NFL is coming again. And you're telling me that the club doesn't have any money. We are the 10th richest club. So we don't have any money. It's a false fallacy. Daniel Levy is the highest paid director in the Premier League. We are paying some of the highest ticket prices in the whole of Europe. I do not want to hear that this club has no money. It has money. It's just not, it's not being spent. Actually, we are spending money. I'm not going to sit here and say that we don't spend any money, but we spend it incorrectly as well. We've wasted money on some players who haven't worked out. And for as far as I'm concerned, that starts at the top. If you've made an investment and that investment hasn't worked out, then you need to correct it.
Okay. Yeah. And that was Lauren's segment.
Thank you.
Lauren.
At least
Coyce.
I can have a break, please. I'll burn again. If we end up with Brendan,
please, we're going to talk about your manager situation. How many managers have rejected you guys so far?
No, it feels that what I was going to say earlier is it feels like, you know, that rejection therapy that they do where you have to push yourself to go into situations where people are actually allowed to say no to you or whatever, but you have to do it just to get out of the comfort zone. It feels like you guys are just asking just to see if people will actually say yes.
You're chatting people, you're chatting managers.
But this is what I mean.
You look like you're about to cry.
No, because in Daniel Levy's mind, he thinks he has one of the biggest brands in world football. But you're telling me, allegedly, because obviously we can only go off the reporters are saying, that a manager from the Dutch league or a manager from the Scottish league doesn't want to come to your club. You have a serious problem if you can't even attract these from managers from the mid-tier teams, from the mid-tier leagues. Everyone says, what, Scottish football's equivalent of League One. If you can't even attract a manager from that league, but in your mind you've got this big brand... There's a massive disconnect in Daniel Levy's evaluation of the club and what he believes Tottenham is to what it actually is. And if we cannot attract any decent managers, then and he cannot run the club and he keeps making mistakes, go then. Sell the club. Sell up. Bring us some new owners. Look how many people want to invest in all the other Premier League clubs.
And again, that was Lauren. Part two. We'll probably get part 3 soon. Maybe not too long from now. But like I said, your manager situation. Reading it back there. No, who would you want as a manager? What kind of manager is suitable for Tottenham?
I said on here, I only had 2 options. I had
let Poch, them go.
I had Poch and Nagelsmann, and if that, I don't care. I don't business. They can bring you anyone. I do not care. I do not care. You can come and bring me Brendan Rodgers. You can come and bring me Graham Potter. I will be unmoved. Honestly, I will be unmoved. I don't care. I'm gonna have to sit there and watch Poch
walk out to "We hate Tottenham, Chelsea" next season.
Hey, Chelsea.
It's like the pain of hearing that. Like I said, there were only two options to act. And for me, Nagelsmann is the only option that can make me suffer and having to watch Poch manage Chelsea.
What was the problem with Nagelsmann?
He said no. We just said no. We don't have no directive because we don't have a director of football and he doesn't know what the direction of regarding filling that position in. He didn't want to come.
Okay, let's move it on. Because I feel like I want to get a piece more from you, but I thought, let me let you rest a little bit. You know, let me let you rest. Ivan Toney finally been charged for his betting, gambling, addiction problems, whatever it is, right? And my man's saying that, you know, he's going to be doing some talking soon. Is this something that we want to look forward to? Or do we think he should just stay behind the scenes and just ride out his sentence? Obviously, he's been sentenced to how long?
8 months.
8 months.
He can train from September, but he can't play until January.
Didn't he plead guilty?
Yeah, apparently. So,
I don't know what else
what
to say.
What would you have to talk about? Like, and hopefully that doesn't, you know.
If betting is so bad for professionals,
you shouldn't have them as sponsors.
No sponsors should be allowed. Mm. You can't have it everywhere you turn on Premier League adverts, Sky Bet, all these things. They're given like halftime odds, it's on your shirts, and it's like, okay, it's all around you, but don't touch it.
They are planning to remove the betting sponsors from shirts, I think, from 2026, to be fair.
I know that much. I mean, it makes sense, regardless, anyways, where they're obviously it's money is to be made in that aspect. But obviously, when we're talking about players, when we're talking about players dabbling in it, obviously, it comes down to match fixing, and that's pretty much partially the major reason for it. But yeah, when you're talking about how many bets he put on, and even bets where it was for his team to lose,
he said, "If I'm not playing, we're gonna lose." Not winning.
There were seven matches where he put a bet where if he wasn't playing, that Brentford would lose. I think that's so bad mind.
Bad mind.
He said, "I am him."
Exactly. His teammate did nothing without me.
Mr. Mbeumo has been showing up since.
Because how'd you walk back to training as well? Because your whole teammate,
all your guys, just looking at you like, "Huh? Really? Is that what you think,
fam?" And after this whole debacle, is that man still worth £100 million? According to his manager, he was
worth 100 in the first place.
He was never worth. According to his manager,
these people want to slap 100 mil. Ever since we bought Grealish for 100 mil, everyone thought,
y'all mess things up.
Yeah, Grealish is the barometer.
My God. I would take Tony
for 100 mil.
No. But if Brentford wanted him out when he returns in January 2024, I would take him as a.
I think most clubs would take him.
How old would he be?
He's 27 now, right?
He'll be 28.
So he'll be 28, he's going into his prime years.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, and I think like this year he showed that he's stepping into them prime years. Mm. And if he comes back the same person that he was before this, sentence, then clubs will want him.
I mean, 20 Premier League goals. It's impressive.
Exactly, impressive. And considering that he's at Brentford and he's not at Arsenal, he's not at he's not at Chelsea
or United,
you know, or United. I think that's good numbers, no?
Nice. And I just, but in to answer your question on should he say something, I think if he has ambitions of reintegrating, getting a big move, playing again for England, he should keep his mouth shut.
Even now, when you plead guilty,
give the media more ammunition to tear you down. But football has a massive problem with gambling, and you know you can't just put "when the fun stop" at the bottom of all your adverts as a deterrent to say, "Oh, but yeah, here's all the adverts, but don't bet, guys. You know, betting's not good."
I think you should speak.
But
Faye,
yeah,
got that indirect.
Yeah,
it's. She said Faye.
But he obviously has a problem. He's addicted to.
He's in a rehabilitation program, right?
Yeah,
and I just think he should speak. And the reason why I say that is because you don't know how relatable the story might be.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we criticize footballers for speaking after they're retired and not during the moment.
Yeah.
And also, if he does get punished or ostracized for what he has to say, then that's the problem that needs to be addressed, because why can't he say what's on his mind?
But if he comes out and denies it after he already pled guilty,
that's the only issue. Because we don't know which version of the truth he's coming out with.
That's what he's been doing on social media, is implying that he doesn't
agree with the verdict said, or yeah. that he didn't do what the charges have said.
But how much of a scandal would it be? I'm not saying this is exactly what's happened, but how much of a scandal would it be if he was pressured into pleading guilty in order for him to actually play? That would be a scandal, no?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying that's happened. I'm just, you know, I'm a woman. But we gossip. We, you know.
But you know, look at all possibilities.
I'm intrigued to see what he has to say. Yeah, I don't think he should be quiet.
I would listen to the podcast.
So would I.
Whatever he wants to do, if you want to do it here, Tony, you can do it here. We don't get to talk it much. No, I'm joking. Oh, I'm joking.
I can't play again. I can't joke again.
I'm gonna at him under his tweet and be like, "Gold Diggers UK is perfect platform.
Perfect platform.
Come and speak. We will listen.
Come and speak, baby." Anyway, speaking of coming to speak, hello.
Oh my.
What an intro.
You escaped.
Wow. What an intro.
I don't think I said anything crazy.
Girl.
Oh, hold on. Whilst you're talking, I'll just bring out the timestamps, innit? Okay, someone's got to fit in for the team
thank
role.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Lauren's going to bring out the timestamps.
Wait, you keep notes of these things?
No,
someone put it in the chat.
Oh, wait, okay.
Ella! Oh. Ella! What did I say that?
I knew you
not. So let's go.
I think it was something along the lines of finishing above.
Oh,
Lauren's got it.
It's at 5:06 p.m.
Wow.
On the 18th of March, 2023.
Okay, Lord.
LFCLs tweeted Liverpool will get top four, full stop.
Okay. I'll answer that one. To be fair, I don't know how many points we were away. I think it was like 14, 15 points. To run it close, I don't think we did terrible, to be honest. I don't think anyone would have predicted we would have won 7 wins in a row. So, you know, I wouldn't be shamed for that. No one can shame me more than my team are shaming me. So,
where were you on the table? When you tweet,
no, but this is when thing, she said, come on, Madrid. Sometimes I think, Ella, in your mind,
no, but I think I'm just like, a great supporter, you know,
very hopeful. Very
that's
hopeful.
Why, when we were here 2 weeks ago, and you were saying, you know what, no, Newcastle or United are going
to
slip up, we're going
to
capitalize.
Yeah, they did slip up, but we slipped up.
Yeah, you know, Gerald has something about that, I think.
The history of Liverpool. I'm so sorry. You're actually very lucky that Tiba is not here to dish out all of the juice that she wanted. She was ready for Ella.
And Sagawa,
shout out to Sagawa.
Sagawa has been waiting.
Oh, yes. On that Tiba situation.
Oh.
I don't appreciate what people allow my name anymore.
Guan, talk your shit.
She came here with a false information, which came from Faye, by the way, talking about, I said Arsenal going to win the league. Don't do that. Oh, no, baby. I don't want to settle this podcast.
But Tima had a screenshot.
That was taken out of context.
What's the context?
The context
clear
is
your name.
We were talking about the WSL, which I was also wrong about.
Don't get me wrong. Said it
I said it myself. Yeah. I was also wrong about. But I believe in the Arsenal women more than I believe in the Arsenal men.
Wait, so Tima took a WSL conversation?
We were talking.
No, Faye took a WSL conversation and linked it.
United away, right? United away, it was 0-0. And I think Russo scored in like the 89th minute. And then I was like, we're still winning the league. At this point, I think we were second or first. This was like two ACL injuries into the season. So we still had a chance. And when I saw it, I said, I don't recall saying Arsenal men aren't going to win the league. So I went on my phone and I typed in exactly what the screenshot is that we're winning the league. All I see above is Russo 1-0. There's no way. You made me look like a fraud. Because I was like, I would never be deluded enough to say that Arsenal men are going to win the league the moment that it was Manchester City that chased us. I'm humble enough to be a politician and wait till the end of the season. The lies. They tried to defame my name. Boy,
listen, you come and cleared your name. If anybody else wants to come and clear their name, because I know Joyce was on that list. Not you, Joyce. The other Joyce was on that list. Who else was on that?
She said it on camera.
On 4K?
Yeah.
We're going to have to rule that up at one point.
She's fine, because she's going to see Timo in the Arsenal shirt. First episode next season, innit? So, yeah. Joyce is calm. She's sitting, chilling.
Lord of mercy.
Oh, my God. And on that note, just really quickly, next time we come here, you guys, well, Joyce, you might be treble champions. Do you favour yourself
English,
to
Europe? Oh my days!
Do you favour yourself in the Champions League final and the FA Cup final?
I'm still bricking it for both of them. Less so for United, but at the same time, obviously United will come there, you know, wanting to, you know, stat pad on their really shit season. And on top of that, obviously, they get to say, oh, we're the ones that stopped you guys from winning treble. So, true. Fairs. But also, doing the whole 90 in Istanbul, where we're going to be basically playing with people that want to play like they've locked up the shop for the whole 90. I don't know. I'm not ready. But I bought my ticket last night. I will be there, unfortunately, watching... hopefully highly intoxicated, because I can't, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do that sober, so you guys, the group chat better watch out as well. If I'm running on the streets of Istanbul after we win it,
because we've experienced those away group stage games.
Can I just ask, for the last like 2 minutes or so, yeah, please tell me, what is the process of you getting these tickets to City away games in the Champions League, going away in the Champions League, obviously finding a place to stay, etc., etc. Yeah. And what would be, well, what would you do when City either win or lose after that match in Istanbul?
Right. In terms of getting tickets, it either works out where it gets open to my allocation if it hasn't sold out by then, or obviously I've met loads of great people throughout these away days that eventually end up popping up and going, oh, we've got a spare, do you want it? Other than that, I pray, and to be fair, when it comes to European things,
wait,
I pray just loosely. depends on which game it is, to be fair. It actually depends, because I'm like, I'm slowly ticking off stadiums and whatever, so yeah. But in terms of European, I think you get away with that a lot more, because you know, people are actually employed, so people don't want to be in Dortmund on a Wednesday night unless they want to use their annual leave for it, which I had to. But
well, unlike Sammy, just saying. Did
Sammy not use
that
annually?
No, Sammy has no annual
shoe.
She was going to, but
that's but canceled. Yeah,
sorry, Sammy.
For the Arsenal parade.
Sorry, when I heard annual leave, it just made me think of Sammy.
Yeah, cheap travel all the time. You've got to just capitalize. Sometimes I'm not going to advise to bump train on Sadiq Khan's TFL. But if you can, do it.
Oh my god.
Oh, goodness. Whoa. We are professionals.
I also have a season ticket, a real car season ticket, so it's different for me. It doesn't really count as bumping. I've already paid like 17,000. Where did I say 17,000 for? 3K, sorry, on my season ticket. Big up Network Row as well for footing half a bill. But yeah, so apart from that, it's literally just a case of finding mates over there that end up being with you. But what will I be doing whether we win or lose? I will be on the alcohol. Town Square, I will be there. In the concourse, I will be there. Toilets, I will also be there.
So if we win, you guys have your bus parade. We all go to Manchester, yeah?
Oh, yeah, that too. I've got to figure out which annual leave I'm using to go for the bus parade.
Who's we?
I'm not going to go. If I go there, I'm there for work. You know, I can be there for work.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's okay, we won't pull up that receipt. We'll keep it PG.
Well, let's keep it PG, innit? Maybe come over there, fam. There's
a famous tweet on someone's Twitter that's calling someone their second team, and then they have the fan base.
That
is
a famous picture on my phone that could get released. But let's not go there. Let's not try and draw people out today. Let's not do that.
Myself, actually.
Let's have a happy ending. Because I've got bare videos of someone grinning teeth around someone's stadium.
Oh.
That's what I thought.
So do I.
We should also wish Philippa well, who is also going to Prague to watch West Ham.
Yes.
Two Gold Digger babes well. Going abroad.
But do you know what it is? Yeah? I'm less concerned about Philippa going to Prague.
Oh, because she's going
to
do it professionally and correctly.
Philippa's going to be fired.
I'm not going to worry for her welfare. Yeah, I'll be worried for her welfare.
Yeah, I am flying out on my own as well, to be fair.
Remember
so
where you're going.
Are you flying direct at least?
No.
Wait, sorry, what?
Well, I don't even know. I'm stopped. I don't even
know.
You're
going to Istanbul.
Yeah.
You're not flying direct?
No. I've got to stop midway through. Bro, if you saw the way those ticket prices shot up.
I'm sorry,
after
Istanbul is only like four
it's
hours
a four
away.
Hour flight, man.
Yeah,
is it?
Less.
Is it?
The Champions League prices, you're paying like £700, £800.
Yeah, so I was lucky. I got mine for £300.
And that's even a lot.
With a stoppage.
Okay, so Istanbul has a stop in between. The flight back is direct.
Oh, I thought you were going to go, it has two stops.
Oh, no. I was going to say two stops.
I'm not going to
say, please, girl.
Have you got a hotel?
Airbnb. little studio one.
And you're going alone?
Yeah, I've got my my mates will be living like around the corners and whatever. So okay, and like okay, his entire family are coming down. So his
maybe you should share your location family, to the group chat just in case.
His entire family. Well, was I supposed to cheat her entire family? No, no, it's not that guy. Hey, it's not that guy. It's not that guy. It's not that guy.
You guys, I wasn't even thinking about if it's being a guy or anything. You're talking about getting tickets off old people.
Oh, no, 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 no. I got the ticket myself. My supporter club literally gave me my code last night. So I've even got my ticket before most city supporters have. So
it was that part you were annoyed at, not the sugar daddy part.
No, because I...
Brilliant.
I know.
Listen, we'll edit there. It's been a great season on the Gold Diggers podcast. I know it only showed up for three of them, but it's been an amazing three episodes that we've done, really and truly. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, at @GoldDiggersUK_on Instagram, @GoldDiggersUK on Twitter, @GoldDiggersUK on TikTok. When I tell you, this has been a dead ass season. It would have been great if Arsenal had won the league. It would have been good if...
Nah, speak for yourself.
No. Oh, sorry. It would have been great for Shy and Co. if Arsenal had won the league.
I wouldn't be here right now.
There we go. We'd all be... you'd be...
Be careful what you say, Nia.
You'd be at the parade. It would have been great if Tottenham got top four. It would have been great if Liverpool got top four. It would have been great if Man City...
Chelsea finished in the top half, you know?
I was thinking that, but so I'm not going to say it. I'm going to be rude, but...
Anyway, we're going to end it there. By the way, before we end it, just a quick one. Mason Mount was crying after the Chelsea game.
He's leaving.
He was crying.
He was crying.
Oh. Hey, Tima's not going to have that. She doesn't like him when she sees footballers crying on the pitch.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm Footballers and managers doesn't like it. But all I'm saying is, Mason Mount, baby, give us one more chance.
When is Jay Solanke coming on here?
Sorry?
When is Jay Solanke coming back on? Are we focused on this guy?
Listen. Jay Solanke, we're calling you to the hotspot.
We're calling you back because
that whole thing was your face. When he said it, you were like,
no, I don't co-sign madness.
Yo, let's end it. Let's end it here. And make sure you tune in. We are going to have some segments across the summer with the women's football. We're going to have some segments with Gold Diggers ratings. Faye's Corner is coming very soon. Very, very soon. We are recording that next week. So yeah, stay with us throughout the summer and we'll be back. The first episode back will be Team in an Arsenal shirt. So looking forward to it. See you later, guys. Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.